Blog Talk Radio.
This is Mary Hollis, your host. Thank you so much for tuning in to our next chapter, Widows Ministry Talk Show, a ministry embracing widows. Our widows, our scripture read, honor widows that are widows indeed. That's coming from 1 Timothy 5:3. I hope that everybody's doing okay tonight. If not, I hope that my encouraging word will inspire you to be encouraged. Tonight we're going to be talking about the Holy Week. And so many churches, religions, are doing special things at their churches this week. And our church are very involved in a lot of different activity. The Greater Piney Grove Baptist Church, we are doing different things each night of the week. And I've been enjoying every minute of it. So I hope that you will enjoy your services that you will be attending, and that you will have a wonderful resurrection day. Tonight, we are going to go down memory lane about Jesus on the cross. This past Sunday, I attended. I'm in another ministry, and we were celebrating our 23rd anniversary celebration. And a part of the celebration each year that we have seven different pastors reverends or pastors come and to be a part of this seven last saying. And we have seven of them who each take a part in what's Jesus' last seven words. Father, forgive them. Today you shall be with me in paradise. Behold your mother, behold your son. My God, why have you forsaken me? Just 1 second, please. The next, I am thirsty. It is finished. Father, into your hands I commit my spirit. Those are the last seven sayings of Jesus Christ before he died on the cross. Well, let me begin. What is truth? That's what Pilate said. What is truth? There are a few fundamental truths, that is, as we, as Christ's disciples, can convey to a world in search of truth. All people are guilty before God. It is extremely difficult for a man to say, I am a guilty sinner. People try to conceal their sins, to deny them, or to shift the blame. However, the wages of sin is death, and that is the truth. Jesus Christ came to the world to deliver us from sin. As it said in John 3:16, this is a truth that carries a terrible price, a price that was paid on the cross. Each person must discover this glorious truth for himself, and then, in the response to the Holy Spirit working in his heart, turn to God in sincere repentance for your sin. The cross reminds us anew of this truth. There is still time to discover the truth and respond to it. The Lord is compassionate and gracious, slow to anger, and abounding in love. Why? This is what they said. Crucify him. They crucify him along with the criminal, one on the right and the other on the left. To the left of Jesus is a cross, was a cross of rebellion and revolt. A robber, a rebel, and a murderer hangs there. But this is not the worst that can be said about him. He experienced no remorse, even though the Savior of sinners hangs beside him. He hung next to the Almighty Savior, and yet he died unsaved. Paid heed to this terrible lesson, someone can live in close proximity to the Savior and still go unsaved. The river of grace can flow right past you, but you can die of thirst if you refuse to drink the water of life. To the right of Jesus, there was a cross of guilt and of repentance. Another, no better than the first, hangs there. His pitiless life was soon end as well, but he gained eternal life. This criminal casts himself upon the mercy and love of Jesus. He acknowledges Jesus and confesses his guilt. And Jesus awaits at the gates of eternal and guides him. The very first fruit of the cross into heaven. The angel rejoices over this one sinner who has been redeemed. How close can you be and not receive the love of Jesus and to be saved. My God, why have you forsaken me? This is what Jesus said in one of the seven last sayings. This is in Matthew 27:46. Why do bad things happen to good people? What is there? War, terrorism, murder, and hatred. Does God know about it, and does he care? Yes, 1,000 times yes. That is why there is a cross on Golgotha where his own son cried, my God, why have you forsaken me? Why did Jesus have to die on a cursed tree? The wrath of God demanded it. Man, created in the image of God, fell in sin, and the death penalty was handed down. The wages of sin is death. The love of God required it. The sin of humanity had to be paid for it. The love of God found an answer in the sacrifice of his son. Christ chose for it to be so. Christ, obedient to the Father, caused him to become a man and died on the cross at Golgotha. Would you have died? And was suffered where you suffered and went through all of these different things? Would you have enough strength and obedience to do what your Father says? Christ did it to redeem us. Golgotha teaches us that God's love is unfathomable, and we are appropriate it for ourselves. We gain eternal life. The cause of his suffering. In Isaiah 53:5 it says, but he was cursed for our transgression. He was crushed for our iniquity. The punishment that brought us peace was upon him, and by his wounds we are healed. Jesus took the sin of the world. God took our unrighteousness upon himself, and he was punished for our transgression. Jesus suffered all through his life, from the crib to the cross. Look around and see, is any suffering like Jesus' suffering was inflicted? No one has ever suffered like Jesus has for so many of us to save us from our sins. Would we allow our son to come to this world and to go through all the humility and suffering that he did? No. I don't care how much faith we have in God, but we would not let our son go through the suffering. Well, during all of this, in the last seven sayings, once again it says, Father, forgive me. Today you shall be with me in paradise. Behold your mother. Behold your son. My God, why have you forsaken me? I am thirsty. It is finished. Father, in your hands I commit my spirit. Mission accomplished. When he received the drink, Jesus said, it is finished. I wish that we had recorded the seven ministers and preachers that went to explain in their way, but the truth, what happened in these last seven sayings of Jesus Christ. They did an excellent job, women and men, ministers that got up there and just gave us examples of what happened. And it was so amazing how they brought it to life. It was a wonderful 23rd anniversary listening to them. It's just so amazing how God can, and I've heard it so many different times, even at our church, how people explain it. But they're explaining the truth, but it is the way that they, example they use to make it come alive. And if you have not been to a seven last saying of Jesus Christ, you should attend, because it is something so different, and it makes you, it gets you to really, you feel more emotional about and hearing it, about the different things that Jesus said, and as he went, approached the time that he was being crucified on the cross, all these things that he said. And for him to be on that cross, even though he was beaten, and so many things happened to him, he said, asking God to forgive them for what they did. Can we forgive people who do us wrong? We should. Of course we should. And one thing I must talk about is Mary. She was there every minute of the time. It's amazing to the strength that she had, because she was there for her son. Even though that she could not help him, she was there to let him know that, you know, a mother's love, showing a mother's love. I mean, she was such a strong woman to be able to watch all of that suffering that her son went through. And, you know, it was hard for me just to watch the movie itself. I don't know if y'all have watched The Passion. Now, that was the worst. I've seen a lot of different resurrection program, but that one was something else. And it's hard for me to really watch the whole thing, because it's so graphic, but it's important that we do watch some of it, because one of those, you know, the different ones that they show during the Holy Week, because we need to see how much love that God has for us and what he did to send his son down, the love that he had for us and still have for us. And it's just so amazing, so amazing. I can't even describe it. But as I continue to finish up, mission accomplished. What was finished that gave rise to this victorious cry? The Old Testament prophecies were fulfilled. Jesus Christ was born in Bethlehem and was counted among the poor. His body was pierced and his clothes divided, his dignity marked. Victory over the enemy was complete. Darkness was overcome by brilliant light. Satan's power was broken and destroyed. Christ went to prepare a place for us and will once again return in glory to take us to where he is. Man's salvation is complete. The demand of God's righteousness were met. He redeemed us with his blood. Our debt has been paid. The warrant for our arrest nailed to the cross. sin no longer rules us. Jesus triumphed, conquering Satan, sin, death, and hell, when he said, "It is finished." My God, what a wonderful God we serve that loved us unconditionally to die and suffer on the cross. May God be the glory. Enjoy your resurrection week. Enjoy some of the different programs that are being held in the city or at your church. Also, it's important for us to fast. Fast on something doesn't always have to be food. It can be TV. It can be something that you enjoy a whole lot that you have self-control by giving it up. I have given up some things, but I'd rather not discuss it. But it's important that you do something, some sort of giving up of something, to show love to Jesus that you love him, and also you believe in what he did in suffering and going to the cross for our sins. So it's important that you also instill this into your family, your children, and just letting them know the importance of the Holy Week, the Resurrection Day. I know we celebrate Easter, but it's really the Resurrection Day, that Jesus was raised again in 3 days, that he did not die. He died on the cross, but on the third day, he rose from the dead. So just believe that these things did happen. Go back and read what I'm doing this week. Also, in the last seven saying of Jesus, is going through the different chapters as he say these different things. And it's amazing. You know, it's so amazing you can read it, but you always can find something else that you don't know, something else that you didn't read before. So it's important that you go through the different scriptures and what he went through and the different cries that he cried out. I mean, it's just different things that you'll see and that God will let you see. So enjoy your resurrection week and enjoy your with friends and family. There will be more announcements next week about several different things that we will be doing in the month of May and June. So tune in again next week, the same time, from 10 to 10:30 p.m. We have lots to talk about next week, and also announcement of things that we're going to be doing soon. So I hope that and you will be able to partake in some of those activities. So be blessed and enjoy Resurrection Weekend. Listen to Donnie McClurkin as he's saying, "I need you." But yes, we need God, but right now we need to praise him and tell him how much we love him for giving his son and allowing him to suffer and go to the cross to save our sin. Be blessed and have a great week, and tune in again next week, same time. anger thine.
All that I know is I'm